Exclusive: Mexican cartel boss places bounty on U.S. agents in Mexico. U.S. consulate ceases operations in region. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on August 5, 2026. A Mexican cartel boss has placed a $50,000 bounty for the heads of U.S. agents operating in Mexico and Mexican military forces that took part in the arrest of one of his allies, as well as the information about his house address that was published exclusively by Breitbart News Foundation. The threats prompted the U.S. Embassy in Mexico to cease activities in Michoacán and withdraw its staff from the state. This week, José El Abuelo Farias called a meeting in a rural part of the Mexican state of Michoacán known as El Limoncito, or Little Lemon, where he arrived with a Michoacán state police commander named Ernesto El Tata Cervantes and announced the bounty to his henchmen and allies. Law enforcement sources consulted by Breitbart Texas revealed that El Abuelo was targeting anyone who played a role in the recent capture of Alfonso Pancho Lacuaringa Fernandez Magallanes, a top leader with the terrorist organization known as Carteles Unidos. El Abuelo also placed a bounty on any Mexican military forces trying to capture him or on anyone behind the leak of information about his home address and routines. Breitbart News Foundation exclusively published El Abuelo's address in July, revealing that his main house is on the 300 block of Carlos Salazar Street in the town of Tepalcatepec, Michoacán. In that report, Breitbart News Foundation also published exclusive details about his daily habits, including the restaurant where he had breakfast every day from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. After the report was published, El Abuelo was forced to change his routine and temporarily leave his home. As Breitbart Texas reported, El Abuelo has a long history of passing himself off as a freedom fighter who is fighting drug cartels while in reality leading a criminal organization himself. While he had previously been arrested in Mexico, a Mexican judge released him soon after, and since then his terrorist organization has been linked to the use of landmines, explosive drones, and mass killings, including innocent victims, to exert power. In response to the threats, the U.S. Embassy in Mexico announced that it was suspending all U.S. government activities in Michoacán state. The U.S. government immediately pulled out all agricultural inspectors who operate in Michoacán for avocados and other produce shipped north. On Wednesday afternoon, Michoacán's Governor Alfredo Ramírez Bedolla published a video statement claiming that his police forces were working to ensure public safety in the region and to address any concerns raised by the U.S. government. Breitbart Texas has written extensively on Ramirez Bedolla and his family connection to jailed cartel bosses. Mantenemos una comunicación fluida con la Embajada de Estados Unidos y un trabajo de máxima coordinación entre su área de seguridad, la Secretaría de Seguridad y Protección Ciudadana y nuestra Secretaría de Seguridad. Unimos esfuerzos para atender cualquier inquietud y garantizar. pic.twitter.com/mgraya7rtlw. Alfredo Ramirez Bedolla, at Hair Bedolla, August 5, 2026. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.